fault, and yet I am not to blame. In that lies all the tragedy of it, he said to himself. Ugh, 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 he kept muttering in his despair, as though over the exceedingly unpleasant consequences that would result to him from this quarrel. The most disagreeable moment was at the very first, when, as he came home from the theater, happy and self-satisfied, bringing a monstrous pear for his wife, he did not find her in the sitting room, nor, to his surprise, was she in the library, and at last he saw her in her chamber, holding the fatal, all-revealing letter in her hand. She, Dolly, that forever busy and fussy and foolish creature as he always considered her, was sitting motionless with the note in her hand, and looked at him with an expression of terror, despair, and wrath. "What is this? This?" she demanded, pointing to the note. And as often happens, Stepan's torment at this recollection was caused less by the fact itself than by the answer which he gave to those words of his wife. His experience at that moment was the same as other people have had when unexpectedly detected in some shameful deed. He was unable to prepare his face for the situation caused by his wife's discovery of his sin. Instead of getting offended, denying it, justifying himself, asking forgiveness, or even showing indifference, anything would have been better than what he really did. In spite of himself, by a reflex action of the brain, as Stefan Arkadyevitch explained it, for he loved physiology. Absolutely in spite of himself, he suddenly smiled with his ordinary, good-humored, and therefore stupid smile. He could not forgive himself for that stupid smile. When Dolly saw that smile, she trembled as with physical pain, poured forth a torrent of bitter words, quite in accordance with her natural temper, and fled from the room. Since that time, she had not been willing to see her husband. That stupid smile caused the whole trouble, thought Stefan Arkadyevitch. But what is to be done about it? What is to be done? He asked himself in despair, and found no answer. End of chapter 1. Anna Karenina by Leo Tolstoy, translated by Nathan Haskell Doyle. Part 1, Chapter 2. Stefan Arkadyevitch was a sincere man, as far as he himself was concerned. He could not practice self-deception and persuade himself that he repented of his behavior. He could not, as yet, feel sorry that he, a handsome and susceptible man of 34, was not now in love with his wife, the mother of his 5 living and 2 buried children, though she was only a year his junior. He regretted only that he had not succeeded in hiding it better from her. But he felt the whole weight of his situation and pitied his wife, his children, and himself. Possibly he would have had better success in hiding his peccadilloes from his wife had he realized that this knowledge would have had such an effect upon her. He had never before thought clearly of this question, but he had a dim idea that his wife had long been aware that he was not faithful to her and looked at it through her fingers. As she had lost her freshness, was beginning to look old, was no longer pretty, and far from distinguished and entirely commonplace, though she was an excellent mother of a family, he had thought that she would allow her innate sense of justice to plead for him, but it had proved to be quite the contrary. "Ugh, how wretched! Ay, how wretched!" said Prince Stefan to himself over and over, and could not find any way out of the difficulty. And how well everything was going until this happened! How delightfully we lived. She was content, happy with the children. I never interfered with her in any way. I allowed her to do as she pleased with the children and the household. To be sure, it was bad that she had been the governess in our own house. That was bad. There is something trivial and common in playing the gallant to one's own governess. But what a governess! He vividly recalled Mademoiselle Roland's black, roguish eyes and her smile. But then, while she was here in the house with us, I did not permit myself any liberties. And the worst of all is that she is already, and this must needs happen just to spite me. Ay. But what? What is to be done? There was no answer except that common answer which life gives to all the most complicated and unsolvable questions. This answer,